I believe in honor, faith, and service.
I believe that a little outrage.
I believe in freedom of speech.
I believe in empathy.
I believe in truth.
I believe in the ingredients of love.
This I believe.
On Mondays, we bring you our series, This I Believe. Today, our essay comes from Kike Aviles, a poet, actor, and community activist in Washington, D.C. In recent years, his performances have mostly been based on other people's stories rather than his own. But he realized he had another story to tell about himself. Here's our series curator, independent producer Jay Allison.
Belief is tied to identity, to the moments we must declare who we are and what we stand for. Kike Aviles' identity straddles two worlds, one public, one private, one dark, and one light. Through his belief, he hopes to leave the dark one behind. Here is Kike Aviles with his essay for This I Believe.
I believe that addiction can kill me, but that writing and performing will save me. I am a poet and an actor. I'm also a crack addict and an alcoholic. And that's how a lot of people see me, a pipehead, a drunk, a problem, an epidemic, a disaster area. I came to Washington, D.C. from El Salvador in 1980 at the age of 15. When I told my mom I wanted to be an actor, she said, "You mean a clown?" But I make a living, although meager, through my poetry and performances. In the early 80s, crack came to D.C. I saw my city change and me with it. Crack is a killer. Crack turns a ladybug in your house into a hungry rat. Crack transports you into paranoid obsession. You don't sleep. You don't eat. Your high lasts 10 to 15 seconds, so you need to keep pumping your brain with this poison over and over again. Mine has been a life of duality. I can function on drug street corners and at wine-sipping theater receptions. In 1995, I was part of a show at the Kennedy Center, but I was sneaking beers into my dressing room before the show and getting high after. I often feel a sense of pride when I put my book and loose poems in my bag before going to do a reading. And yet, I'm also this other person, this shadow, this vampire. I've just turned 41 and finally realized that crack will kill me if I keep shoving it up my brain. The alternative is death, and I don't want it. I want to get old. About a year ago, I completed my third rehab. I decided that I will use writing and performing as a catapult for rebound. I decided to stand on stage and share stories from my notebooks that have borne witness to my nightmare. 1992. I want to keep playing with verbs, write letters to old friends, and ask them to keep on writing. I want to hold on to the lives of consonants and vowels. In a world of zero tolerance, talking like this about my addiction, even saying it out loud on the radio, may mean artistic suicide. But by telling my story here and on stage, I will take my voice back. People will bear witness to my life. I believe that crack can kill me, but in the end, communication and direct human contact will save me.
Kike Aviles with his essay for This I Believe. Aviles says that since performing his new work, called Rehab, he has the feeling he's being watched to see what choices he will make from here on out, but that in a way, he likes that feeling. We are inviting all comers to write for our series. You can find out more at npr.org or by calling 888-577-9977. For This I Believe, I'm Jay Allison.
Next Monday on All Things Considered, a This I Believe essay from listener Betsy Chalmers of Virginia, whose belief in faithfulness has been tested during the 28 years her husband has been in prison.
Support for This I Believe comes from Capella University.